Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Welcome back, everybody, to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. You know, we're your partners in wine, crime, and time.
Before we get started, a quick disclaimer. I'm having microphone issues, and the timing couldn't be worse because a couple of you have reached out having issues with our levels and sound and stuff, and we totally hear you, no pun intended, and thank you for letting us know. My microphone broke, so I am holding my mic to my face.
It's so close.
It's going to be like a good bicep workout, but we'll see what happens. So just apologies in advance if the audio is weird, and let us know if you're having issues. But I will say today is a bit of an outlier. Like, this is not the norm.
Yes, we will be hopefully crystal clear from here on out.
Is the hope,
and not even the hope, the promise, the goal.
The promise, the goal. That is truly the goal.
Yes.
Also, before we start, I wanted to bring another potential coffee-based serial killer trait to the court.
What are you doing to me?
Okay, so I make my coffee at home like a lot of the time. And you guys know that I have my weird Dunkin' Donuts order.
Yes.
Which is not that weird. Also, I feel like I got a cold brew. I've never drank cold brew before, really, but they put ice in it. Is that normal? I thought the point of cold brew was just that it's like already cold.
It's not room temp, bro.
I thought it was already cold. That's why I'm confused.
Well, they like, because it's a cold beverage and you like to have a little ice with it so it can maintain its coldness.
Okay.
And also the best part, because I have one right here, the best part of having a cold brew and iced coffee is the ASMR.
The ASMR is great. I feel like the cold brew with ice was better than the iced coffee with ice, I will say.
Cold brew gets you right to the point.
Yes, because when it melts, then you're not drinking like coffee-tinged water. But so my other coffee-based serial killer trait is I make my coffee at home, and I won't say tried because it's just a goal that I'm not really making moves towards achieving, but I've like tried to become less dependent on caffeine.
That is your camp, not mine. Okay, but go on.
I'm not really recommending anybody do it. But so what I do at home is if I'm making coffee, I have decaf and regular. And I'll sometimes just like do, let's say, two scoops of regular coffee and like one scoop of decaf. Like I'm trying to wean myself off.
Well, okay, go on.
That's it. Yeah, I'm trying to just like wean myself off caffeine slowly. Like I'm not dumb. I'm not about to go cold turkey.
Wait, so why don't you just have one cup a day?
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say just have one cup caffeine and the rest decaf, but we are on different we are on different schedules of caffeine. I am a three a day.
What?
Yeah. That's nothing. Yes.
I mean, the thing is, I don't even like coffee. Like, I like coffee, but not that much.
For everybody who is a coffee person like myself, you have the one cup in the morning before you're awake, and you have that cup so you can make your other cup, and then you can start your day, and then you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Oh my God, it's a pyramid scheme.
It really, but one I will be a member of forever.
Okay, so is this a serial killer trait? What's your verdict? And let me know, guys. DM me at Sarah Lameme or Not Another True Crime.
I'll let the jurors decide.
Okay. Danny's like, I'm appalled, but I like you too much to say.
Yeah. I'm more so just now picturing like all the scooping going on, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Okay, well, that's my serial killer trait, maybe. Let us know. DM us your serial killer traits. They do not have to be coffee related.
No. And also, if you see something like, if you see something, say something. If you see like someone like on the subway, or you walk around, you're like, okay, they're like eating on the subway, which I have done. Not like a sandwich, something like that, but like before COVID. But like things like that. Or if you see like, if you have a coworker who like taps the songs that they sing along to, stuff like, you know what I mean? Anything that kind of annoys you or confuses you or makes you pause. Let us know.
One time I saw a girl paint her nails on the subway platform.
I don't know why platform's worse.
Platform is worse than cart. Well, also in her defense, I live on the like above ground subway platform, so it's not like the smell is dispersed or the smell is dispersing, so it's not so bad.
I'll allow that, I guess, but still.
I also have seen this growing trend of people just smoking in the subway car.
Oh, yeah. And can I say, I'm like, I think we're all at the point where I'm like, yeah, for sure. Go on. Like,
I'm not.
No, oh I mean, God. Like, our brains are just broke. I'm just like, I don't even know what is happening anymore. Go off. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just kind of like, okay. It's like a sigh, and you're like, I'm obviously not going to say anything. And then you just switch to the next car. But I was trapped on a train that one time someone did this in Queens where it's above ground, where I was like, you're ridiculous, but. You know, you get a little breather at every stop, but on the one train, you really I was like, oh my God.
Above ground rules and below ground rules for your subway cars.
There's different rules. You could get away with a lot more above ground, I think.
Yeah. I mean, but also it kind of just makes me think of Mad Men. Like, oh my God, you're smoking. I'm like, we're all John Hamm here.
I know. Should I bring like a little martini glass next time I'm on the subway?
With some decaf in it? Yeah.
Hell yeah. A decaf. That would be a real serial killer trait. A decaf espresso martini. I don't do that. Let me tell you right now.
And don't make a bartender do that.
I would never do that. Does decaf espresso like exist? I feel like that's like, hey, I'll have cocaine without the stimulants. Like, don't have it.
You're like, I'll just have snow.
Yeah. Just give me baking soda. No.
Yeah. Or a bubble bath.
There we go. Well, there's no real transition from a bubble bath into today's topic, I feel like.
No. And the reason we are tackling this one is because we are looking, as much as we do jump in the past, we have been looking at a lot of headlines recently. And we just did, of course, a little bit ago or two episodes ago, the headline roundup of some breakdowns. But we kind of feel this one might have to warrant its own episode because it is being fully covered everywhere and also kind of wrapped up, not fully, but we know all the details, it seems.
We know the details. So you may have seen headlines about this quote-unquote mom influencer who was convicting of lying about her kid's attempted kidnapping. So this is Katie Sorensen, allegedly was a motherhood influencer under the handle Motherhood Essentials. And the reason I say allegedly an influencer is because her account now has really nothing on it and two followers. So it's hard to say if she was ever a big influencer. And the LA Times puts mom influencer in quotes when they write about her. My thing is, so she did gain a lot of followers from this hoax.
Truly.
But before that, it's hard to say if she really had much of a following.
It's kind of like, was she building something before this, or is this the only thing people know her for? And it's seemingly like that is the case.
And I also feel like anytime, this is my personal theory, I feel like anytime a woman with an Instagram presence is involved in a crime in some way, the way that they cover it is always influencer. Don't you think?
Always, and to a point where, and I think it's literally just because it's like, what makes like in terms of like headline and to identify someone, but it is really interesting because they'll always like, I'll click on articles like, oh, this, and I'm like, this is just a person like not do like, they're just posting about that. Like it's very, very particular and it's very true.
Yeah. I feel like they'll say, oh, you know, this influencer, I don't know, got in trouble for like desecrating a monument. I don't know. I'm making that up. And then you'll look and they'll have like 800 followers and you're like, this is just a regular girl who takes thirst traps.
Yeah.
Come on. So while the influencer part is up for debate, in court prosecutors or court documents, prosecutors described her as an aspiring influencer, which that's like, aren't we all?
That's true. But I like, they're like, it's like aspiring anything is ironic because the word aspiring has positive connotations, but it's usually used to be like, oh, you're aspiring. Yeah.
I feel like it's shade because it's like, oh, you're not there yet. You're just aspiring.
You're like, oh, you're an aspiring singer. And they're like, no, my name's Bebe Rexha. Like, wait, what? I love that new album's good. So Bebe, no shade from me, but yeah.
Oh my gosh, right. She does not get the credit she deserves.
Yeah.
You're like, well, maybe she does. TBD. And also, I even fucking got an account on Social Blade for this. Social Blade puts her at about 6,700 followers, which is not exactly bringing home the brand deals. So, again, TBD. However, she was not a regular mom influencer, and no, she was not a cool mom influencer.
She was a cute mom influencer.
Legit, because she would post these, like, QAnon conspiracy theories, like the Democrats kidnapping children and blah, blah, blah.
For sure. That classic. You know, because usually when you think mom influencer, I'm thinking, like, those, like, moms that make the cool lunch boxes meals for their kids. You know what I mean? Not on her account. She's like, she's like, this is the tunnel that connects DC to New York. And I'm like, girl, if that exists, I'd be using it.
Same. Like, I know, Amtrak is expensive.
Yeah.
So she started to get tens of thousands of followers when she posted videos about her kids allegedly almost being kidnapped. Let's break it down. And before we break it down, I'm going to tell you guys where we got a lot of this info. So some of it is from USA Today, a press release from the Sonoma County DA's office. And then I also just read the court filing because, you know, this bitch loves a court document.
That you are a aspiring court document influencer.
There is that girl on TikTok who does dramatic readings of depositions. She's so funny. I should have done that.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't have enough. I realized this. Like, I felt bad about my social presence sometimes. I don't have the theater kid energy required to, like, make it in a video medium.
And I've just come to terms. And, like, I guess because influencers, like, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
I can't, like, run around Washington Square Park shouting. I'm like, let me get dinner at 6, home by 9. I'm asleep.
Agree. I just want to post my, like, one-liners from Twitter and go. Like, that's kind of, that's it. I can't be doing, like, impressions and skits. It's not for
me. It's too much. But happy for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I watch them.
No, so for sure.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's get into this heavily on the quote-unquote kidnapping.
Yeah.
According to a press release from the Sonoma County DA's office, going a little back in time here, not as much as how we usually do, but on December 7th, 2020, she went to a Michael's in Petaluma with her 2 kids. Classic December day. I'm sure to get some crafts for an advent calendar or something.
Got to decorate. I don't know. Make your own ornaments or something.
Something tells me if you're a mom influencer, you're already decorated by December 1st. But, you know, accoutrement.
That is so true. Oh, my God.
She's like, tree up for Turkey Day. And I'm like, hi.
Oh, my God.
Even though, like, I'm always like, put the lights up on Evs. Because I love them. Evs. She got a couple things, put them into her car, and then left the Michael's parking lot.
As you do.
The, like, jump to the next part really reminds me, for anybody terminally online, like Sarah and I, of the Abby Lee Miller video where she's just like in the electric wheelchair and a woman is like, you preach theater etiquette, put your phone down. And then she just beeps out and then drives her wheelchair to a police department. And she's like, producers are like, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to Baskin Robbins. Goes to a police department right away without anything. This is kind of like what happened with here. Because right after she left Michael's and then filed a police report, claiming that a couple tried to kidnap her 2 kids.
Okay.
And in that moment, I mean, here's the thing. You hear that and you think, shit, like, that's terrifying.
Yeah, of course.
About a week later, she posted videos on the gram about the alleged incident. These videos went into a lot of detail about the supposed attempted kidnapping. She kind of was like giving a retelling, regaling element of it all.
Well, it's kind of like when you tell a story and every time you tell it, you add new details.
A little bit more. You're like, okay, no, but then, oh, it was at the coronation. No, well, actually, it was at the Queen Elizabeth's coronation. I time traveled. Oh, actually, I was, yeah. And you're like, what happened at Wendy's? Yeah. So you add a little, of course, there's a difference between a little heat to a story and complete fabrication.
And if one of them you're doing at a party and one of them you're doing at a police report.
Police station. You know, yeah, you can lie about how you pass a celebrity on the street and you're like, no, the way Timothée Chalamet looked at me.
Yeah.
Guys.
No, I actually turned him down.
No, I was like, Tim, you weigh as much as my foot. I will break you. No, baby. Have
Tim,
some more calcium.
What would Kylie say?
I can't get on Kylie's bad side. I can't get sued by her. Lord. So back to these videos. And also, this is what a court filing says about the incident. She said a couple followed her and her two young children, not only around Michael's, but then to her car. And she said that while she was in the store, she kept on hearing the couple make comments about her kids' hair and eye color. So, like, from her point of view and her retelling, she's kind of like, this couple was really stalking me and my family, making a lot of comments about my kids that made me uncomfortable. When she got out, the couple was following her, and she heard something about a white van.
Hmm.
Okay.
Sidebar, I wonder if the makers of the white van ever, like, hate the branding that they've unintentionally gotten, you know?
Yeah, because it's just, it's really Lifetime themselves.
Completely.
I hope that they just make a lot of profit from people that like to, like, put, like, promotional things on cars.
That's true.
I hope so. Or they're just like, why didn't we think of blue? Like, they really...
yeah, it's like, I mean, yeah. Why a white van? Why not a black van? Who knows?
A red van? Well, red cars have more insurance, so probably not.
I feel like red is too, like, you'd remember that. But now that's you true. Remember a white van, so I feel like...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay. She then said the couple was circling her car as she was buckling her kids in. She was too scared to talk to them, but yelled out to another person, excuse me, ma'am, can you help me?
So that person that she said was like this older man and his caregiver. And she basically said she kind of asked the woman for help with her stroller as a kind of ruse in a way. So that's going to come back later. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she did that. She said the woman came over and the couple ran away. She now goes into more detail saying that the couple was a Hispanic man wearing a BLM shirt and a ski mask.
You know how you wear a ski mask at Michael's.
In Michael's. Because they saw in, like, also Hispanic man. I couldn't see his face. Hispanic man.
Yeah, that's so suspect.
And a white woman with reddish dyed hair wearing a blue face mask with a sports team logo on it.
Hmm.
Okay.
My spidey senses are tingling.
For those who are in the know, Sherry Papini is like, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Sherry Papini's like, this bitch stole my whole fucking flow.
Like, yeah, she's like, whoa.
Boy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She claimed to police the couple said things on the phone like, blonde hair, blue eyes, girl. She said she called her husband and gave him a safe word because she listens to a lot of true crime podcasts.
I'm like, don't put us in this.
Don't put, I'm like, that safe word is a different type of thing. We're not.
Is that for Real Housewives of Atlanta where she's like, now why am I in it?
Yeah. Oh, NeNe Leakes. Yeah.
NeNe, yeah. I'm like, why are we at this now?
The officer who took her report said she was calm, giggled at one point, and did not appear to be in any emotional distress. Huh.
Interesting. I mean, So 1 week later, she makes this viral video and it gets millions of views in 24 hours, topping out at about 4 million views. Now, this is just some shade from the court documents, which I love. It says the defendant's, in quotes, influencer account gained tens of thousands of followers since the posting.
Do we think the person who made this document is on like the snark pages of Reddit?
Yes.
Deeply.
Totally. And so she said in the video that she was the victim of an attempted kidnapping and, quote, wasn't ready to talk about it, but felt compelled to do so to raise awareness as to what signs to look for. And now let's just talk about that, because this is the ultimate, like, I'm going on a social media break. Don't ask me why, but, you know, and then they're back in 2 hours.
Literally like, hey guys, I'm ready to tell my story. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, I've got a secret, but I can't tell you what it is.
It's very, very interesting. She's like, I don't want to talk about this, but I have to for you all. So
it's
kind
of,
and she's talking about it and also making it seem like she's like, this is an epidemic happening. And like, she's like, I was put on this earth to like, let you guys know. And there is one thing, like, if, you know, there are like, if you, it may be like, if there's people that suffer something, to talk about something and then to bring awareness and to help people out. In this case, it is very not that.
Well, I do feel like early 2020, the Save the Children kind of thing was huge.
Oh, yeah.
And there was that whole thing with Wayfair people.
Wayfair
conspiracy theory. This was like, I mean, this happened a couple months after, but I still feel like in this time, a lot of people got swept up in the QAnon, like, quote unquote, anti-child sex trafficking thing.
The Wayfair thing was one of the most craziest things that, because people were posting it, like, I was, and like, because it's sweet, because like, it was sweeping. I remember going on Facebook and I'm like, wait, why are you posting like the secure barcode of a dresser? What's happening?
The only thing I could think of was like, it was so giving the series of unfortunate events where like the Quigley kids get sold in this like statue or whatever. Anyway, if you know, you know, and DM me. But I was just like, this is not real. Like, this is some Lemony Snicket shit. What are you guys talking about?
That's like very good timing to incorporate with this, because I forgot that that was like right around this, where that was, there was a high alert of people kind of like discussing this online as well.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of relevant just context to remember, because I think a lot of people got swept up in a conspiracy theory that they kind of got roped into from what is seemingly a cause we can all get behind.
Yeah,
exactly. That's why these things are so insidious.
Because you're like, oh, I want, this is something obviously everybody should care about and hate. But you're like, but where are the levels to it? And then that's when it gets the annoying thing where there's a lot of like false noise coming around. And you're like, well, this is now just wasted people's time when they could actually be like trying to help this in a productive way.
Right, right. So this time, and so she has these videos, and this time in the video, she adds even more details of this alleged encounter.
Creative. Okay.
Creative. So she said, the couple said, quote, the boy will be easier because he is not wearing a mask, so the woman must not really care about him that much. I'm like, what kind of libs of TikTok shit is this? What does this even mean?
True. Wait, also, how can she hear them so well with a scheme? I guess the scheme outside of it. I'm like, how is there no muffled sound?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, we're struggling for microphone quality, and she can hear crystal clear in her car.
Yeah. She also described a moment where the couple, this is a quote, had taken 2 steps toward the stroller, then 2 steps back, then 2 steps forward, then 2 steps back. What is this Sierra 1-2-step shit? What are you talking about?
I was saying, I'm like, what in the Paula Abdul? 2 steps forward, you take 2 steps back. Like, okay, I'm like, are we going to karaoke after? Like, what is the end game? Like, who? And also, how is she noticing all of this, too, going on?
Yeah, I don't know. You know how you line dance a kidnapping?
You know, when you're like, hey.
Then she claims she saw someone reaching toward the stroller, but then the couple just got in the van and drove off?
Sure.
And so on December 14th, she appeared on a local Fox affiliate in San Francisco for an interview, and she said of that weird two-step thing, she said it was, quote, very awkward. There is no other explanation as to why they were doing that besides they were building up the courage to...
Is this High School Musical?
Yeah.
They're dancing to build up the courage?
No, what? You gotta stick to the stuff you know. Don't you remember?
Like, yeah. Lord. we're getting into, because why this happened in 2020, how is this all coming up now? You might be wondering, because if this is a surprise to any of you guys, spoiler alert, this was fabricated.
Yeah.
So levels to this crime. Number one, filing a false police report is a crime.
I mean, and that's the crime that she's...
That is the crime.
So, charged with. Yeah. So that's really it.
Because she kind of, like we said, she beelined from Michael's to go do that. I wonder if she used a glitter pen for it, for Michael's. She's like, can I use some tacky glue or whatever that stuff is you put on the wall?
They go to fingerprint. Actually, they don't fingerprint you if you make a statement. But if they did, she's like, I actually brought my own ink.
But also the problem was that there was a real couple that she alleged did this. And like, we're not going to throw their name into this because like they literally have been brought into this now for going on over 3 years. So we'll just call them the Smiths. What if that was their
name? I mean, the info's out there, but I don't want to drag them into this unnecessarily any more than they've already have been. So we're going to use a pseudonym.
Yeah. Because she's the person who's the liar who we have to talk about. But when our momfluencer was called in for a follow-up interview with police and shown a picture of the quote-unquote Smith, she said, I am 100% sure that's them. She was like, I feel it. As in, she accused them of the attempted kidnapping.
Yep.
So she saw a couple. Mind you, she said she saw them with ski masks on. Then she saw a photo of them.
Yeah.
And she's like, I knew it.
You could have done this interrogation. I feel like you could have just been like, but the ski masks. And then she'd be like, damn, you got me.
Oh, very Scooby-Doo shit going on here. Then
it's old man Jenkins.
Truly. Then the detective said she wanted to be sure if the couple in the pictures was whom she was talking about, whether they reached for the stroller, and if she thought they were trying to kidnap her children, because the pictures would be made public.
So they're just like, are you sure, like, you want to do this, basically?
Before we bring these people into the public space as these alleged kidnappers.
Yeah.
What the detectives also noted was that the stroller grabbing part of her story was not included in the initial report. So that's where we get the little sprinkles of extraness here and there. And here's what she said about that. That part, without a shadow of a doubt, that is what was happening. There is absolutely no rhyme or reason to someone taking steps forward and reaching. That is without a shadow of a doubt. I could see how the timing of following in, I can see how that could have been misinterpreted.
I don't even understand this alleged stroller grab. Like, to me, it reminds me of like when you see someone waving and you think it's for you. So then you wave, you realize there's someone behind you and you just kind of like, oh, I got to scratch my head. Totally. Like that.
That's
is that
when you
what
light your cigarette on the subway.
Yeah. Like, is that what they did with the stroller? They're just like, oh, never mind. Just going to smooth my hair.
Are you just like, swipe or no swiping? Okay.
You got me. Yeah, right? Like, what's up?
Here's an interesting level. So she's making all this hubbub about it. So, of course, police pull CCTV footage from Michael's. And things aren't adding up. If you can't do the math, get out of the equation, Hillary Duff once said.
Wise words. Wise words.
Can I say I think about them to this day, obviously. When questioned, our momfluencer said, I see where the inconsistencies are, because I think when you go through something traumatic like this, it's inevitable that there'll be some sort of inconsistencies here.
Okay, well, that like true, but also not what happened.
True, but also like that's like mixing up some things here and there, not an entirely fabricated. When I'm like the traumatic event of your fabrication.
Right.
Like, okay. And she said, what I saw and felt was very real to me.
That I believe.
I shared it. Oh.
I believe that. I believe what she saw and felt was real to her because of the QAnon delusions. I'll give her that much.
I'll allow it. Where she's like, and I saw someone with a ski mask. And you're like, where? Okay. So what are these inconsistencies, you might be wondering, wherever you're listening to this? I hope someone out there is listening to this in a Michaels.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That'd really make me happy and let us know what you're crafting. Here's the core deets on that. Based on video surveillance footage from both Michaels and Kohl's stores, Lauren Conrad's involved now. Defendant, she has Kohl's lines.
Oh, right. Okay. I was That's like, does she thing. Own Kohl's?
Honestly, I feel like her fashion really like reinvigorated Kohl's, like really brought it up a little bit. So maybe. The defendant arrived at Michael's and no one was in the parking lot around her.
That is so funny.
Cue the Alicia Keys song, No One. Like, God. The video does not depict anyone doing what the defendant described.
That is, I don't know why this is just hilarious to me, where it's not even like, you know, you saw people and they were close to you. Like, there was just straight up nobody.
It's not like someone like bumped into her and they were like, right. And she's like, I was pushed. And they were like, oh, sorry, I tripped and fell. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You're just like, nobody was around you.
And you know what makes me laugh? Isn't one of the big Q principles that everyone's being surveilled all the time? Or I don't know if that's a thing. I feel like they're worried about that. You didn't think Michaels had cameras?
Yeah, I have no idea what their delusions are.
Please, and I don't want to know.
Yeah.
The quote unquote Smiths, the alleged couple, were at Michaels, but they got to the parking lot 2 minutes before her and entered Michaels several minutes before her.
I the feel like van. She saw them in the store.
Yeah,
you know, because they were already there. So it doesn't make any sense.
She was stalking them. And this white van that she said that was parked next to her car, very shadily, was a space away.
At least. So it's not like it pulled up right next to her and they were going to grab her.
In the lot. And also, like, it's not a big van at a Michaels and a Kohl's. Like, it's not the weirdest thing. She was not followed by anyone. The couple, the Smiths, as we're calling them, left Michaels 30 seconds after our momfluencer Sorensen, but went straight to their car. They said they wanted to go to a restaurant in the same shopping center, walked to the restaurant, walked back to the car when they saw it was closed. And also that old man and the caretaker who she said called out for help with the stroller as a ruse. Excuse me, help. Did not help or talk to her at all.
They're like, we don't know her.
They're like, a who? A who, a what, and a where, and a when, and a why. Yeah.
Now, why am I in it part two?
Part two.
So, I mean, like, literally none of this happened.
It was all insane to me. And she really is doing what Sherry Papini did.
Yes. I think I take back what I said about her believing that this happened, because it's not even like something close to what she says happened.
We know, like, I believe she like wanted it to happen.
If anything, it seems like, yeah, I think she wanted it to happen, but I think she targeted the people.
That 100%.
Like, I don't think they, like, obviously they didn't target her because they didn't interact with her. Right. But it seemed like she actually maybe targeted them.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the investigation slash, and yeah, this is like completely Sherry Papini, but yikes. So the police got her socials and found out that she spent a lot of 2020 trying to be a QAnon influencer. And I just have to ask, what are the sponsored deals for QAnon influencers?
What, and like, also you're like, okay, get ready with me. Like, for what?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get ready with me to like throw tomatoes at my TV while I put on CNN. Like,
yeah. Like, I feel like, what are you sponsored by AR-15s? Like, what is the real, how are you going to monetize that? That's actually a genuine question. I don't want anyone from QAnon to answer me, but I'm like, what company is throwing their weight behind QAnon influencers?
I feel there's probably companies enough that can like, would, I feel there's probably some that would turn a blind eye to, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And she said she needed money for her kids' homeschooling. I'm like, oh boy. And she also wanted to monetize her following. Again, to what end? We don't know.
This is when I'm like, oh, we've lost the plot of Society.
Straight up.
This is when I'm just like, wait, so we're on this planet. We're buckled into this planet and this world for a couple decades plus more. Okay.
Unsubscribe.
Oh, Lord. I just like, what are the stories going to be in 20 years, 10 years? It sometimes it sends me into a panic, but you know, maybe it's because I have to come to coffee a day. Time. Yeah. Sometimes yeah. I panic. It's Brittany. Yeah.
And then the police just realized she was deep into QAnon and probably just seeing kidnappers everywhere. And there's even a line in the court filing where they're like, normally someone's beliefs wouldn't factor into a crime, but they're just like, because mm-hmm. she's so deep in this conspiracy theory, she probably just like thinks everybody's trying to kidnap her kids.
Which I believe that. Like, that's your point where she like, yeah, probably thinks that. And also we all have that friend who's like, okay, everyone's in love with me. It's that banana.
Completely.
Like, okay, went on a date. Like, he's obsessed with me. It's like this.
And you're like, that's our waiter. He's just asking for your order.
No, like, he asked me if I wanted my steak well done. Wedding bells!
Totally. So the jury deliberated for about a full day before finding her guilty on one of three counts. She is being held on $100,000 bail. And a sentencing date has yet to be set, but it's a misdemeanor and carries maximum 6 months jail time. So we will see what happens. But it's like she did the crime and now she will do some time. Who knows?
But yeah, we'll keep you guys posted about that down the line, breaking updates type episode. And we'll see if there's any more influencers acting like, hopefully not that many acting like this, but I'm sure there are a lot of some influencer type cases. If you guys are into influencer type cases, they're finding their way around more and more. Always keep us posted about that.
They're finding their way.
Well, I'm not sure if you guys want more influencer cases. I know I always want a game.
Always.
All right. The game today is this item available at Michael's, or is it a weird thing a customer has asked for per the Michael's Reddit?
Oh, hell
Michael's
yeah.
Michael's employee Reddit.
Ooh, oh, wait, Reddit? Can we I'm awake.
Can we talk about how there's just truly a subreddit for everything?
It's true. Comfort.
I can't believe Michael's has a subreddit, but also I'm like, of course they have one.
Of course.
This is a multiple choice. We have three questions. Each one has three options. You tell me which one is actually available on the Michael's website and which of the other two are ones that customers have demanded at the store.
Okay, so it's two truths and a lie, kind of, right?
It's two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a buy. Except
hey.
It's two truths and a buy. It's two truths and a buy. That's what it is.
So, but only one of them is real.
Only one of them is really available, okay. And two of them were really requested by customers.
Okay, we're guessing the one that's real. Got it. Okay.
For question one, option A, suitcase. Option B, mattress. Option C, inflatable karate skeleton.
Karate skeleton?
I feel they sell a suitcase. No.
I'm going to go with karate skeleton. Okay. I don't know what it means, but it's so specific that I'm like, nobody can ask for that.
Is it Halloween? I'm going to do suitcase.
Okay. Sarah's correct.
Hey.
You can get a 6.5 foot tall inflatable light up karate skeleton for your lawn for Halloween.
Like, why karate specifically?
I don't know.
Of all the activities.
Oh, you know why? Because like when people get their belts, like when you pass like your black belt, I'm sure they want it as like a little celebration thing.
You want it? Can I get a graduation skeleton?
Oh, skeleton. That's true. I don't know. Does like Gwyneth Paltrow's kids do look? I don't know.
All right. Question two. A, chocolate melting pot. B, nipple pasties.
Oh.
C, plan B.
Yeah. Oh.
I think the melting pot.
I'm going to do melting pot too because I can't imagine them selling B or C.
Plan B?
Yeah, you're right. This is maybe an obvious one, but I just thought it was incredible that someone would even ask for plan B at a Michael's.
Someone was in trouble.
I was going to say, I'm sending so much love to whoever to whoever was in that predicament.
Yeah.
All right. And final question. Option A, urns. Option B, garden gnomes in yoga poses.
Okay, cute.
Option C, knife sharpening services.
The thing is, I feel like anything in there could be an urn. Like, they have enough supplies.
What's in an urn? I'm going to say the gnome you can buy.
I mean, I
Correct.
Also.
You can buy.
I was going to say, I feel like you can buy the gnomes too. We should get some.
Yeah, it's a set of four gnomes doing yoga poses
That's
for
cute.
Your garden.
That's actually, can I
it's
say?
It's adorable.
I want a garden now.
But at the same time, you're right. Anything in their face section could be an urn.
A chocolate melting pot, just don't melt it.
It's like instead of paint your own pottery class, just paint your own urn.
You know what?
Exactly.
There's something there. It's from the heart. But I mean, now I'm ready to peruse the Michaels website and see what else is available for purchase.
Oh, 100%.
All right. That's it.
So do we tie? I think we tied.
I think we tied.
I think you tied. I think you tied, and which is pretty much how it always goes.
You know, that's we're on the same wavelength. We're chucking along. But yeah, this was a crazy episode, and we will be back always next week. But we like the Facebook group, Not a True Crime group, for you guys to put other options of cases or topics you want us to cover, or if you want to rehash or correct us, because always please do that, about anything we might do wrong or like incorrectly, or help out the podcast, let us know in Not a True Crime group. Or DM them to at Not Another True Crime. Sarah will get back to you there.
Yes. Or you can follow me on Instagram. DM me there. Sarah Lamim.
You can follow me at Kashmir Danny. Kashmir with a K.
Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week.
Not Another True Crime podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico and Sean Kilby. Our hosts are Sarah Levine and Danny Murphy. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at NATCPod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to natc@betches.com. Betches.